All right, they are all in, Karen Ann.
Thank you. And has Sarah returned to the room?
She has indeed, just now.
Awesome. Again, thank you, panelists, for your good attention. Let's turn our attention now to the Heart of Wisconsin Community Incubator from Wisconsin Rapids. The first reader will be Jeff, second reader Sarah, so let's begin as always with those words, Jasmine.
And again, when you've seen enough, raise a hand. All right, they're all up.
Excellent.
Memory has been refreshed.
This is Heart of Wisconsin Community Incubator in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm gonna be honest right from the start with this one, because I did not have the materials for this one at the beginning when we started going through the applications. I put this one back toward the end because they had not included their narrative originally in the Dropbox. So going back, that the summary is it's a 10-day art festival. It's called Arty Gras in central Wisconsin in mid-March, either sixth year. It has expanded. That their mission to include collaborations with other surrounding communities and now involves participation from 8 communities in central Wisconsin. They are requesting $6,000. Although, after going back through the narrative, it shows high level of artistic merit. It includes appropriately skilled and experienced artists and staff, and the project demonstrates a high level of relevance to the educational and social needs of the community. But due to missing materials in the applicant's Dropbox for an active measurement of the project, I didn't feel could be made. There were numerous materials missing from the applicant's Dropbox folder, with the narrative arriving via email after this deadline.
What other material besides the narrative was missing?
So, and just to be clear, I may have mentioned this in the email as well, and Jess, I really appreciate you calling that technical piece out. The application narrative was attached to the application, which was submitted by eGrant by the deadline. But what was not done was Dropbox materials, it being included in the Dropbox. So there was the narrative. I think there were a few other pieces, and we'd have to go back and see exactly which ones.
I didn't write down, but I did write much missing information and out of order. Yeah. It was very hard to follow.
Not titled the way we asked it to be titled, all that stuff. Yeah.
I believe it's also missing the application from the Dropbox as well.
Right, that's right.
So you didn't know how much money was being requested in the application. There wasn't any way for us to know.
Did
you say the application form wasn't up there?
The application form itself with the budget?
I wrote down here, no idea what or how much money they requested.
So it is in there.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Okay.
I don't see it.
It's the very last, is it the last one? Where is it?
Yeah.
Are you saying it's not in there?
That's just the
form.
The PDF of the application is not in there.
Okay. No. The PDF of the application is not in there.
Okay.
There's also some supporting materials that aren't in there as well. It's hard to make a judgment based on just the fact that there's no images,
there's a video,
material.
Though.
There is a video.
I just want to make sure we're assessing this accurately.
Right. Yes, thank you.
Before you're discounting it.
Thank you.
The narrative was there. It just came by email.
Right.
Yeah.
The work sample was a video, not images.
Right. And it was there.
And that was there.
Yeah.
The evaluation plan is there. The application form, though.
It looks like
accurate.
Staff
and they're not required
board.
To put supporting materials in. That's optional.
They're all required. There are four optional that they can also add in. But all of the support materials that we put on the checklist are required. Right. Yep.
Which is... Sorry, I mean, the additional support materials.
Right. Correct. They don't need
those
any additional
are
support.
Like, but letters of commitment aren't required. Or is that a requirement?
So, no, letters of commitment are not required.
Those are, yeah. required.
Those are optional.
So it's a light application, I would say, but...
So you had access... You had access to the narrative, the work sample, the financial documentation in terms of the
overall
organizational budget, the board of directors, the staff list.
It just made it difficult without that.
I understand. Yep.
It's that application form is
I understand. And the letter of commitment is required if it is if there's a strong partner without which they cannot do the work.
I mean, they have an email commitment letter.
Okay. Great. So that certainly counts.
So as far as you know, there's no application form here.
But so my apology because I did not realize that the application form itself was missing from Dropbox, and that was not emailed to you, just the narrative.
This is something that did they send an application form?
They did.
Would we be able to look at it over lunch and discuss this later? Is that an option?
It is an option. Yep, application sections A through N, part of e-grant. We do.
Yeah, I know. I wrote this down as an issue, but I think why I didn't circle back either was because of the narrative coming in the other way.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to check back too.
Okay. It takes a village for sure. So why don't we table this one for now, and we will come back to it.
So then, Karen Ann, if you're comfortable with us doing it this way, I'd be really happy for you to introduce the continuing discussion of the Heart of Wisconsin Community Incubator piece.
I think it's awesome. Are all the buttons pushed?
They are.
Well, then welcome back, everyone. Thank you for your morning's good work, for the work that you did prior to this morning, to be prepared for getting here, and thank you for returning for an afternoon of what I'm sure will be good conversation. We're going to begin with our table conversation regarding the Heart of Wisconsin Community Incubator, Wisconsin Rapids. There was a little more paperwork that was made available to you all, so let's begin that conversation. First reader, anything to add?
Now that I have the application, I do like how much is going toward artists and the artistic segment of this project. I think that was the only thing that I got from that application that I didn't quite get from the narrative. So,
all right, thank you.
I think I'm second on this one. Yeah. I just think this is creative rethinking of basically what's a very dominant traditional artwork artist through a feminist reading by exploring gender roles and having the community theater participants directly do that work. I just find it a very exciting form of engagement, basically. And just to add on, because I feel like we covered some of this earlier too, that I do think their media distribution was sufficient, and again, I would just encourage them to think about how they're looking at the social networks of the people participating, especially those that, again, might want to come in under this framework of looking at a feminist reading of the traditional art form. And, I just think it provides an opportunity to look at any tradition in the small city through this kind of gender-questioning lens. That's the potential of this, so I would also encourage to look at how they're documenting it for public sharing. That's just a piece that I didn't see, other than, of course, providing the play. But I just, again, like to think about it as they're building a tool to be able to question culture with in their own location. It's just, I think, potentially really useful.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
I was a little concerned, and when looking at the application, they have a lot of grant and foundation request, but not many that were for sure. I mean, $3,500 for sure. So that's a little concern. Will they be getting them, or if they don't get them, then what?
The only other thing I
think that's a question for Karen.
I think it's more of a question for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed the same. I think they've got 2,000 from the Humanities Council in or something, but it's quite a little amount mm-hmm. compared to the 27 that they're wanting to get. The only other concern I had, because I love it too, the elimination of roles, just like you said, in all sorts of different ways. Mm-hmm. I think that's great and creative. What I wasn't sure of was, first of all, what happens next after mm-hmm. they have this marvelous experience? Mm-hmm. What will it lead to? And in fact, even what do they hope it's going to lead to? It wasn't mm-hmm. totally clear. And the other thing I wondered about was something that I just forgot. What was it? Where the community theater is and all that. Because it sounds like they have a kind of traditional community theater in the area. And they say they're going to be working with them. But depending on how this evolves, will it be a copacetic relationship? Will it be a conflicted relationship? And I guess I would have liked to have seen a letter from the community theater mm-hmm. saying that they really do support this effort as much as the applicant implies that they do. Because if the community theater were on board, I think there's no stopping what could happen next.
Right.
But if they aren't, it could become messy. Yeah.
Some definitely unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Jess?
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry to hear that. Which pieces are you missing in the conversation?
Every other word.
Darn it. Okay. So we will just make sure that we have the speaker in front of the person who's talking. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Okay, great. So just to recap what Mario said, if there had been evidence from the community theater directly in a letter of support form or something that said they were totally on board as much as the narrative said that they were on board, that would have been... made for an even stronger application. Am I reading that right?
That's right.
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay. Alrighty. The question about Lynn's question about she's concerned that they have a lot of their match in pending status as opposed to in hand, and so that's just a note for the applicant to understand, and they may be feeling uncomfortable about that too. And Karen Ann, I'm sorry, I wasn't processing what you were asking of me in that. Though Lynn may have made that sort of a rhetorical question, in fact, from the Arts Board's point of view, we allow pending, you know, as long as in the end they come up with their match. And of course, sometimes they don't come up with that match until after the project is over, as funders say, yes, you did a great job, here's your check. So just depending on the funding mix. But that's where the conversation stands right now.
Oh, I would just add one.
Wait, we're going to not let you add anything until you're talking in here so
Thank
Jess
you.
Can hear you.
Thanks, sorry, Jess. So I would also add that they sort of begged the evaluation question. They said, you know, the first evaluation will be of the experience and growth of the creative personnel, and here's how we do it, which is good. And then it said, we find that personal connections are a better measurement, but they don't say exactly what it is they plan to measure and how. So it kind of felt like they glossed over that question.
Yeah.